$34 trillion in federal debt. That's the number. Some professors say that could trigger a meltdown and derail the next administration. Haiti, this poor country, it's desperate, and they have now declared a state of emergency, which they should have done long ago after a mass prison escape. These are really bad guys. We've got bad guys, but they're really bad guys. They're into cannibalism. They eat their gang enemies. There's videos of this. Do not watch them. Our friends at WDRB report that surge pricing could come to the food industry. Wendy's has announced last week it's going to start testing dynamic pricing. Basically, the hungrier you are and the more customers they can get, the more expensive the food gets. They got software that lets them raise the prices on your burgers. And about 100 small restaurants around the country are already doing it. Kamala Harris, or Kamala, I still don't know, has taken a big break from Biden in her comments. She called Gaza Strip a humanitarian catastrophe and said a ceasefire must happen to end the suffering. I notice nobody mentions the war is not with the Palestinians. The war is with Hamas. We need to free Palestine from Hamas. Chinese gangs are behind thousands of illegal drug farms all over the U.S. Thousands of farms, meaning that the new cannabis kingpins are not the Mexicans. And I don't think Mexican gangs have been as powerful as the Chinese for a long time. The core ingredients of fentanyl are Chinese. Watch your kids. You can't get away with trying things anymore. You just die.